Don't use the word, right? Here, one word is translated, and it's very amazing because it's very critical. Now we will see why. He's talking about the music, right? That beautiful music, who is the holy music, and it belongs to God, comes through the messengers, and will revive the dead soul in the grave of body. This is what he's talking about, right? So he said, this is what happens. This, what we call messengers, they will sing, and these people, their soul will rise from this dead grave of the body and will talk to you and say, ha ha, we were dead, we were finished, but the voice of Hab came to us. We were dead, and becoming alive again is only the work of God, Creator. The word is Chodor. Then it is Mangahab, means the voice of Hab came and we transformed. The voice, his voice doesn't acknowledge the veil. It could do it with veil or without. Look at Virgin Mary. The voice gives him the baby, the Messiah. That's how it works. Oh, you people who are rotten under your skin, come back from non-existence, listening to this melody of friend, Dust. Okay? Then there is this verse, which is very famous, and the religious people, they don't like it. It goes like this. Mutlaqan awaz khod az shah buvad gerche az ulgum abdillah. You see, that melody I'm talking, it belongs absolutely to God, although it's coming from the mouth of Abdullah. And here, if they say Abdullah, because this is the name of Muhammad, then it's critical. It's better to say, to translate Abdullah to Abd, means the prayer to God, or the one who is the slave of God, or servant of God. They translated it, because they don't like it that much. Because here, directly, Rumi will say, the holy meaning comes from God. It doesn't matter if it is coming from the mouth of Muhammad or someone else. And this is a repetition. You remember before he said something like this? Do you remember? He said, Naam Ahmad, Naam Jumli Ambiyas. The name of Ahmad belongs to all the prophets. Because all of them are Ahmad to us. It doesn't matter this one or that one. But the religious people surrounding, the mullah surrounding Nicholson, forced him to translate this, which is really unfair. Because this is one of the best direct quotation from Rumi. He believes that do not entangle yourself with the belief in one prophet and only one. Because first of all, if you're a Muslim and you're hanging on that one, that prophet himself said that there is no single path. There is no one path. You know, the ways to the truth, how many are there? Numbers of you, as many as you are, as many as a breath you have. Because that's what it is. Turuban ila Allah ba'da anfusikum. There is no single way. I believe I repeated this enough. One of the good tricks I learned in youth and saved me a lot really was wherever somebody told me that, you know what, I have the truth and I'm the only one who have it, I was not. I lost my interest. Because that's the proof for me that there is a tricky business over there. Because there is no simple, single truth like that. truth has a source and it needs to be interpreted in a different time, different people, because we are different and have different counts. That's why we are not dealt like animal herd. They are talking to us one by one and they say, you do this. What was the question of them?
Just wanted to repeat the Arabic one you said about there is no different path, there is many paths to get to.
Turuqan ila Allah ba'adada anfusikum.
Thank you.
Yeah. Peter.
Is the point that you're making that Nicholson translated Abdullah as Qasim?
Yes. Yeah. Because nowhere else you will find it. There is a lot of places that you will find a name.
Yes.
And you just mentioned it. Yes, he translated it just for that. Because this is a very famous verse. This is something that the people who read Masnavi, they will emphasize on this.
Absolutely, indeed, that voice is from the King, though it be from the larynx of God's servant, from the larynx of the Abdullah. He said to him, I am thy tongue and eye, I am thy senses, and I am thy good pleasure and thy wrath. Go, for thou art, by me he hears and by me he sees. Thou art the consciousness. What is the occasion of thou art the possessor of the consciousness? Since thou hast become through bewilderment, he that belongs to God, I am thine, for God shall belong to him.
Okay. As you guessed, this is a very easy part.
Right.
Suddenly, he is touching. Remember, the harp player is waiting for us. The soul is waiting, and he's talking about the melody. Do you understand? What is this melody I'm talking about? Because later on, you realize that he will tell you that you did the same. So, understand this melody. Here, suddenly, Rumi added some very special thing to that. He said, listen, absolutely, this voice is coming from the King himself. Although it's coming from the mouth of Abdullah. And God told this Abdullah that I'm your eyes and I'm your tongue. I'll be your mouth. I'll be your acceptance and your anger. Go, because you are without the listening, without the hearing, without all of this. You are the secret. You are the place of my secret. Means what? Means a transformation. Says, okay, that Abdullah or whoever he is the guy who is transformed. He doesn't have any saying, any way of looking at the stuff, any vision, any thought, any feeling. He doesn't have all of this because God replaced it. What does that mean? Because here he brought even the state of bewilderment, which is great, I cannot find here. But he's going towards something, a very famous proverb which will say, Man qala lillahu lillahu lah. Anybody who belongs to God in this relationship is works both ways. God belongs to him because we are talking about connecting. And this is a difficult stuff, but very simple to understand. Who is that prophet or Abdullah or whoever is becoming the messenger? Do you know any qualification for that guy? There is one thing we know. Could he be selfish? He should be selfless. So his self will be replaced with